Just here relaxing, trying to enjoy life as it comes. It's a little lonely because I don't have my better half with me at the moment. She's on vacation. Trying to get my stuff together and get right. It's hard. It's hard focusing on yourself. And it's so easy focusing on everybody else. Then when no one's around, all you can do is look at what you are and see your faults, like the faults in the stars, the faults in your life, the faults in what you've done, and how can you repair them? Some things are irreparable. I just hope they're not irreconcilable. And I pray that I can reconcile the issues of facts of what I've done in a manner to show that I tried to do what I didn't mean to do, yet I do what I don't want to do, even though I pray to do what I want to do, and still end up doing what I don't want to do, while still yearning to do what I want to do, but still falling back to the things that I don't want to do. I need to reprogram myself. And it's hard. It's hard reprogramming yourself from the things you just do inertly, unconsciously, until you sit and look back and see how destructive they are. Very destructive. Destructive to you, destructive to others. Just destructive to life itself. And even though you're reconstructing, you believe you're just taking apart everything else. It hurts. But who are you to blame? Only you. Until I'm able to accept culpability for all of my actions, how can I become a person that's productive? I can't. So, what else can I do? Discipline, dedication, and determination. 3 Ds equal your destination. And proper planning. Stops piss poor performance. And I need all of that right now. I really do. I just got back from the bike trails at the park, riding around, trying to get my mind right, trying to loosen the older than pills that had me so messed up for a couple of days. My mind hasn't been right for a while. Trying to get right. You can't get right doing wrong, though. And I've been wrong in a lot of ways. I don't know what the future holds for me. I know that I'm not going to have a future if I don't try to hold on to something and move forward. Instead of falling back into old habits and bad memories that are just going to keep me down and keep me doing bad. I need to find my gi, my yi, whatever it may be, my mojo again, something to propel me, something that I know I can profess. And instead of saying no, say yes. I know it makes me smile. I know it beguiles my heart and captivated my soul, along with my spirit, my scion spirit, my doppelganger. But I fear it. I fear it all. And I've not ever been this type to do so. I just need to hold on to myself and all that pain, let go. It's so hard to work on oneself, but easy to work on everybody else. That's when you need the most help. Because you're so fixated on other people's problems, you forget yours. Transference. It's no good. It's no good at all. At least not for a person that wants to rise and not fall. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm trying to know. So I can move forward. The rest of this pain, just let it go. Let it go.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.